All right. Connor, hey, Michael J. Nelson, 372
hey,
pages.
How are you?
This is madness.
It is. It's madness. It's, you know, just another day, much like any others. I haven't gone outside today. It's hard to focus because I just keep thinking about Susan Fletcher, the protagonist of Dan Brown's Digital Fortress, and all her sexy sexiness.
Is she, what's her favorite restaurant? Have you gotten to that yet? Or, I mean, what does a man take her to?
He takes her to restaurants, but he keeps insisting on paying even though she earns more money than him because, get this, she's incredibly attractive and also wildly successful, intelligent, and rich. So, and yet single at 38 or something. So
she didn't start out as a teacher and then get called by a modeling agency or something.
Get this though. We don't need to put the cart before the horse, but, as a teenager, not very attractive. In fact, kind of a nerd. So
I guess you could say she was kind of a nerd.
So yeah, very distracting with those thoughts running through my head.
Wow, I have not dove in yet.
Well, get started.
I know.
Nine chapters. We're gonna record early next week.
All right, there's a lot going on, in case you haven't noticed. So quick story before I get to, because this will be a little bit of a repeat for some people, but come on. I'm going to put Connor through the lightning round of Hallmark things. But first, just this is Tales from the Incredible Life of Michael J. Nelson. I'm talking to Riff Tracks writer, producer, Sean Thomason online, and he said he went to he ventured to the store, and he tried online shopping. He's in the LA area at an undisclosed location, and you know, shelves cleaned out, and then couldn't order anything online. And so we were talking about, well, what was left on the shelf? And he said, yeah, it was a sad state of affairs.
Okay.
And I suggested, well, you know, hey, you know, did you check Revolting Tinned Fish?
Okay.
Because I bet you that's not sold out. And if you can get used to it, I'll walk you into some of the good stuff.
Oh, boy. a primer, like an AV Geek Club primer column for weird tinned fish. Like,
exactly.
These ones are ones you only want to do once you're in too deep. These are the gateway ones.
Yeah. So I went to Amazon, and sure enough, a 25-pack of squid in its own ink was available.
Oh,
so
my God. This is like passing someone that first syringe of heroin.
And I ordered mine up because it said there were, you know, 12 left or something. So, all right. Sean, I gave him the nudge. He did not take me up on the offer, I don't think. I very much doubt that he did. But literally 2 minutes later, a friend of mine emails out of the blue and says, I just had this Spanish squid in its own ink. It was revolting and I spit it out. Don't ever buy it.
The same brand.
He named the brand. It was 2 minutes after I had ordered it up. I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
That's
the quarantine hive mind is sort of is taking effect here.
I should have, I don't know. It was either buy a lottery ticket or get that email from my friend. So thanks.
So had you been talking it up to him?
No.
Hmm.
It had nothing to do. One
because this is what they always say. People are like, my phone is listening to me. I'm getting these Instagram ads, and then it's like, well, you know, Facebook knows you're married to this person. That person searched for this, and now it's in your feed, type of thing. So,
well, I don't think he's Siri himself. I don't think he's listening to me. it was in response to my email, like, hey, can you make it on Saturday to this, you know, online meeting or something? And he wrote back, I'm not sure, but hey, whatever you do, don't eat this tinned fish.
Okay. I'm going to run to my cupboard right now and walk you. I'm going to see if it's any of the ones I have in my cupboard.
Let me know. So I don't know if I should say the name of it. Do you have any tinned fish in your cupboard? He's actually going to his cupboard, ladies and gentlemen.
I have overpromised and underdelivered.
You have nothing?
No, we have stuff. We have stuff, but it's tinned bivalves.
What?
So we've got conservas de Cambaros, gourmet razor clams from Galicia, refined without sand.
Well. I'm sorry.
And then we
have to buy the stuff with sand.
And then we have from Lawrence Workoff gets these products sent in. So these are Patagonia Provisions lemon herb mussels.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
They are quite expensive. And then we have just, tuna, just a can of tuna, yellowfin tuna in olive oil, Genova brand.
Oh, well, that's upscale stuff, too. Okay. So you know your tinned fish. You're swimming in my water, so to speak.
I suppose.
All right.
So that's probably not would have had them without the influence, though, without being, having the Siri influence.
Right. All right. Look, enough on tinned fish. Let's get into my other second love, which is Hallmark movie titles.
Sounds good.
This is just a lightning round of 10. I did not rewrite any new ones for you listening. I'm sorry, but you get the fun of having Connor to suffer under the same thing you had to.
So this is some of them are real and some are ones you invented?
They could all be real. They could all be fake. Or it could be a mix.
Okay. This has been just a... If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago what we'd be talking about on here...
10 days in, baby. Tomorrow is back to Andy Rooney. All right. Flip that romance.
Real. Flip that house type of thing. Yeah. Real.
Love and quilting.
Fake.
Riverside romance.
Fake.
Sailing into love.
Real.
Christmas scavenger hunt.
Real. That's got to be real.
15 perfect dates.
Fake.
Coffee, tea, or marriage?
Oh, man. Is that like FMK? Fake.
My husband, the prince.
Real.
Love Unleashed.
Dog park romance. I bet that's real.
Love in the Time of Romance.
Fake. God, if that's real, I'm pulling the
plug. Wow, you only got one wrong.
Wow.
Holy sh...
All right.
Holy.
Hook me up, Hallmark. Give me Lacey's digits.
I said online, or someone on Patreon said, pretty good titles. Because, there's a bunch that are way dumber. So I'm trying to mix them in.
Okay.
Christmas Scavenger Hunt? That's a real title.
That's a that's even less of a premise than a movie than Let's Go on Vacation.
But come on, you're flipping a coin when you say Riverside Romance and then Sailing into Love is another one.
Well, you gave me two of those really generic ones back to back, so I did sort of flip a coin.
Yeah,
I figured one was generic and fake, and then the other. So what was the one I missed?
Did you fall for My Husband the Prince?
I did.
Okay, yeah, that's
oh,
fake.
Well.
But here are the ones you already know that you're baking me crazy is.
I was, that was a delight. I could not think of a good food truck romance movie. I was trying to think of like food Truckio and Juliet truck type of thing, but.
Well, it's a weird thing because oftentimes, what is the one, I think there was one. It was a parody of Law and Order. I saw this title and I was completely puzzled that I didn't know what it meant. And it
Special
was like,
Lovers Unit.
It was like law romance and no Law Order. Anyway, it was a parody. But someone explained, I wrote this movie. They explained it on Twitter, and this was the title because it obviously lined up with some TV show parody. And then because I didn't have romance in the title, they just added it on the end. And so it made zero sense. But here's the other ones I came up with. Eat Your Heart Out.
Okay, that's good.
Spicy Romance.
Oh, sure.
Lunch with Love on the Side.
Is Spicy Romance like Spicy Meatball? Is that what it's like?
Sometimes there's just words to get. It's just like I told you, it's word poetry.
Okay. Love on the Side is good.
Flip that romance? Sailing into Love?
Flip that romance. It must be a hot property.
Now, Love Unleashed one, there's a bunch of those, but there's also the reality show cooks competing against each other, and so the food truck is a natural extension of that.
Okay.
So they're often just called, competition and love or something that they just put romance
just add
and
love.
And then cooking up some romance was my final. Nicely
cool.
Done.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That is a skill that will benefit me in no way and will benefit society in no way, but I'll keep it in my back pocket.
Well, I don't know. If I put the call out there, Hallmark, DM me. We got two guys here willing to write scripts and titles.
Yeah, really.
And maybe listeners too. So
yeah. Or just punch them up, you know. I would take $2,000 to give them 10 lines.
Yeah, for sure.
My bar is low.
Especially at this time.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
This has been a quarantine mini.
Talk to you
Mike
later.
And Connor out.
So bye.